Well, I too want to welcome you here in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and I want to say howdy. I'll try not to keep you too long tonight, unless I read real slow. God's most certainly been good to us, each one. Just think of what He gives us every day. When you get up, you get to see what? Beautiful sunshine, or some of the best looking clouds you've ever seen in your life. You get to see that every day. Might be both. But at least you're awake and you're out there looking. And that's a gift that the Lord gives you. And me, for one, I'm really glad to have one. I've got to get this thing where I can read it here. Now, first of all, I got to tell you, I got new glasses. And my bifocals no longer have lines in them. And I tell you what, it's awful hard to find where I'm supposed to be reading. Yeah, I got down here that God has given us the opportunity to spend some time here on this beautiful earth, enjoying one another and enjoying all the beauty that He's created for us. This is about the best reward that we could ever receive. And you can't never think that everything is going to be picture perfect all the time, because there are some times when there's going to be some hard spots in the path. And that's the hard spots that we have to prepare ourselves to get over when we get there. Because there's always an opposition out there, and He's always trying to throw stuff in your way to confuse you and to trip you up and to make you do what He wants you to do. So we have to be prepared not to do that. We have to be prepared to overcome that, brother. You don't do it too. We can only be ready for this opposition and these other things that He might throw in our paths if we do our homework. And that's kind of what some of this stuff is that I'm going to present to you tonight. It's some homework to do. It's pretty basic outline that I have to work by. I don't have too many readings, but some of them are pretty long. But I'm going to read to you to begin with about 2 Timothy, where his father is talking to him. Talking to him, and him is Timothy. 2 Timothy chapter 2, and I want to begin with verse number 1. I want to read down through here and then make a couple of comments, and that's kind of what my whole sermon is going to be like tonight. But starting with verse number 1 in chapter 2 of 2 Timothy. Thou therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. And that's good advice. And all fathers should give that to all of their children. And the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men who shall be able to teach others also. Thou therefore endureth hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. No man that warreth entangleth himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who hath chosen him to be a soldier. And if a man also strive for masteries, yet is he not crowned, except he strive lawfully. The husbandman that laboreth must be first partaker of the fruits. Consider what I say. And the Lord gave thee understanding in all things. So he says, listen to what I'm telling you. And the Lord will give you understanding, so you won't have any of these things that will confuse you and try to lead you astray. Remember that Jesus Christ of the seed of David, which raised from the dead according to my gospel, wherein I suffereth trouble as an evildoer, even unto bonds. But the word of God is not bound. Therefore I endured all things for the elect's sake, that they may also obtain the salvation which is in Christ Jesus, which with eternal glory. It is a faithful saying, for if we be dead with him, we also live with him. we shall also live with him. If we suffer, we shall also reign with him. If we deny him, he also will deny us. If we believe not, yet he abideth faithfully. He cannot deny himself. Of these things, put them in remembrance, charging them before the Lord that they strive not about words to no profit, but to the subverting of the hearers. Study. Study. That's your homework lesson. Study. To show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the words of truth. Let's see. And their word will eat as doth a canker, of whom, there's some names in here that I'm not too good with, is Hymenaeus and Philetus, who concerning the truth have erred against the resurrection in past all, and is, let me start again, who concerning the truth have erred, saying the resurrection is past already, and overthrow the faith of some. So they'll tell them something to lead them astray, and some people will listen to that, and without finding out for themselves, they will follow them, and it will lead some people astray. Nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal, the Lord knoweth them that are his, and he does. And let everyone that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. And that's some good advice. But the thing I wanted to point out in here, in the 15th verse, it says, to study, to show thyself approved unto God. That's kind of a homework assignment that we all have. And it's not just study tonight when you get home or tomorrow afternoon when you get a few minutes. You should study every time you get a chance to get the scriptures in your hands and study. Sounds like a lot of things, a lot of reading, and a lot of repetition. Well, it might be. But it's something that's very necessary, because you never know when you're going to be confronted with somebody that will need some of the advice that you've put away in your memory bank. And they'll appreciate it. I'd like to go over to the 138th Psalm. It's not a very long psalm, and I want to read the whole thing. This is a psalm of David. I will please thee with my whole heart. Before the gods will I sing praises unto thee. I will worship toward thy holy temple and praise thy name for thy loving kindness and for thy truth. For thou hast magnified my word above all thy name. In the day when I cried, thou answeredest me, and strengthenest me with strength in my soul. And how glorious that must have been when the Lord blessed David like that. And he felt the Spirit of the Lord right there with him. And the king of the earth shall praise thee, O Lord, when they hear the words of thy mouth. Yea, they shall sing in the ways of the Lord, for great is the glory of the Lord. Though the Lord be high, yet hath he respect unto the lowly. But the proud he knoweth afar off. That proud thing, you have to watch that. It's awful easy to become kind of, to have your pride built up. Maybe something you did or somebody in your family did. Pride is great if you're not using it improperly. But you can use pride and destroy your soul. And that's what you must really be careful of. Though I walk in the midst of the troubled, thou wilt receive me. Revive me. Thou shalt stretch forth thine hand against the wrath of mine enemies, and in thy right hand, and thy right hand shall save me. I can really read, but I just don't know where to read. And I don't see all of the words. And the Lord will perfect that which concerneth me, thy mercy, O Lord, endureth forever. Forsake not the words of thine own hands. In verse 3 it says there, "In the day when I cried, thou answered me and strengthened me with strength in my soul." And how often do we need some strength in our soul? And how often do we pray to the Lord? Those things go hand in hand together. How glorious it must have been when David, before David, can't we prepare ourselves so we'll know what we hear and understand that it comes from the Lord for the prayers that we approach Him with? It's something that we need to do some homework on. We need to study. We need to make ourselves worthy of hearing this. So, and I want to go back to 2 Timothy now again. And I want to go to the 4th chapter. Oop. Here it is. I'm going to start with the first verse again. "I charge thee therefore before God, the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing in his kingdom. Preach the word. Be instant in season and out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall a heap to themselves, teachers, having itchy ears. And they shall turn away their ears from the truth, and shall be turned unto fables. But watch thou in all things, endure afflictions, do the work of an evangelist, make full proof of thy ministry." And here again, this is Paul teaching Timothy. "For I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought a good fight, and I've finished my course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing. Do thy diligence to come shortly unto me, for Demas hath forsaken me, having loved the present world, and is departed unto Thessalonica. Crescens," I don't know what that is, but that's it, "and Galatia, Titus, and Dalmatia. Only Luke is with me. Take Mark and bring him with thee, for he is profitable for me for the ministry. And Tychius have I sent to Ephesus. The cloak that I left at Taurus with Carpus, when thou comest, bring with thee, and the books, especially the parchments. Alexander the coppersmith, did he much evil? The Lord rewarded him according to his works, which he will always do. Of whom be thou ware also, for he hath greatly withstood our words." That's some rebellious, must be some rebellion going on there. "And in my first answer, no man stood with me, but all men forsook me. I pray God that it may not be laid to their charge. Notwithstanding, the Lord stood with me and strengthened me." And that's something else that we need, is the Lord's strength. "Strengthened me that by me the preaching might be fully known, and that all the Gentiles might hear. And I was delivered out of the mouth of a lion. And the Lord shall deliver me from every evil work, and will present me unto his heavenly kingdom, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen." Timothy's given some real advice from Paul. It says, be ready at all times to preach the word. That's something that we need to be able to do. We need to not only preach it, we need to not be afraid to preach it. You know, you might not call it preaching when you're talking to somebody, but you're taking the message from the Lord to whomever it is you're communicating with. But you don't need to ever not want to do it. You may want to approach it with some wisdom, but don't never fear it, because the Lord will be right there with you. It says, we in our lifetime will have many trials to face, and we can be prepared to make the correct choices in what we say and what we do. That's the reason we study the Word of God, is to make sure we're saying the right thing at the right time. I want to go now to Hebrews. I want to start with, well, I'm going to read part of the 11th chapter of Hebrews. I'm going to start with 5 and read through 11. I'm skipping some on both ends, but it'll all melt together here. It says, by faith, Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and was not found because God had translated him. For before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God. Then that would be great to have. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh of God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. By faith, Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, preparing an ark to the saving of his house, by the which he condemned the world, and became heir to the righteousness with which is by faith. And our faith needs to be strong. See, these are all basic things, you know. By faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, obeyed, and he went out not knowing whether he went. By faith, he sojourned in the land of promise, as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles, with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him in the same promise. And he looked for a city which hath foundation, whose builder and maker is God. Through faith also Sarah herself received strength and conceived seed and was delivered of a child when she was past age, because she judged him faithful who had promised. Okay, we got three of them I have down here, Enoch and Noah and Abraham. They all praised God in what they did. They're good examples of why it's so important to increase our faith in the Lord. This is how we can save our souls. Let God know how you feel. Don't be afraid to talk to him. Talk to him every day. Guys, he probably gets tired of hearing me. I know one night when I was in the hospital, one of my unfavorable places I've been in, I prayed to him all night long. And I know he got sick and tired of hearing it, but he answered the prayers. And he was there, and I felt his presence. Tell your friends how important their faith is, their faith in the Lord is, for them, every day of their lives. I want to go now over here to Mosiah. 11th chapter. Let's see, it's on page 277. And this is King Benjamin talking here. And it'll sound very familiar to you when I get going down in here. But I want to read over through the 65th verse. So starting with 44, it's on page 277. It says, and it came to pass that Amulon did gain favor in the eyes of the king of the Lamanites. Therefore, the king of the Lamanites granted unto him and his brethren that they should be appointed teachers over his people, yea, even over the people which were in the land of Shimlon, and in the land of Shalem, and in the land of Amulon. For the Lamanites had taken possession of all of these lands. Therefore, the king of the Lamanites had appointed kings over all the lands. Now the name of the king of the Lamanites was Laban, and being called after the name of his father, and therefore he was called King Laban. And he was king over a numerous people, and he appointed teachers and brethren of the brethren of Amulon in every land which was possessed by his people. And thus the language of Nephi began to be taught among all the people of the Lamanites. And they were a people friendly one to another. Nevertheless, they knew not God, neither did the brethren of Amulon teach them anything concerning the Lord their God, neither the law of Moses. Now did they teach them the word of nor did they teach them the word of Abinadi. But they taught them that they should keep their records, and that they might write one to another. And thus the Lamanites began to increase in riches, and began to trade one with another, and wax great, and began to be a cunning and a wise people, as to the wisdom of the world. Yea, a very cunning people, delighting in all manner of wickedness and plunder, except it were among their own brethren. In other words, we're going to like one another, but we're not going to like anybody else in this world. That's what it sounds like to me. Now it came to pass that Amulon began to exercise authority over Alma and his brethren, and began to persecute him, and cause that his children should persecute their children. And Amulon knew Alma, that he had been one of the king's priests, and that it was he that believed the word of Abinadi, and was driven out before the king, and therefore he was wroth with him, for he was subject to King Laban. Yet he exercised authority over them, and put taskmasters upon them, and put taskmasters over them. And it came to pass that so great was their afflictions that they began to cry mightily to God. This is verbally. They began to cry mightily to God over what was happening. And it came to pass that Amulon commanded them that they should stop their cries, and put their guards over them to watch them, that whosoever should be found calling upon God should be put to death. That sounds kind of brutal. And it just shows you how some of the people think, that do not know God and have not accepted God into their lives. And it came to pass that Alma and his people did not raise their voice to the Lord of God, but did pour out their hearts to him, and he did know the thoughts of their hearts. So you don't always have to make an oral prayer. You don't have to make a spoken prayer quite often. I don't. And I'm sure most of you don't. But you have to pray to the Lord in your heart. He has to know what kind of things you have in your heart, and what's on your heart, and what you need if he's going to help you. So don't be bashful. And it came to pass that the voice of the Lord came to them in their affliction, saying, lift up your heads and be of good comfort, for I know the covenant which ye have made unto me, and I will covenant with my people and deliver them out of the bondage. Now, there's an answer to their prayers right there. And it didn't take very long. Didn't say he was going to do it that afternoon, but it says he's going to do it. And I will also ease the burdens which are put upon your shoulders, and even you cannot feel them upon your backs, even while you are in bondage. And this will I do, that ye may stand as witnesses for me hereafter, and that ye may know of a surety that I, the Lord God, do visit my people in affliction. And now it came to pass that the burdens which were laid upon Alma and his brethren were made light. Yea, the Lord did strengthen them, that they could bear up their burdens with ease, and they did submit cheerfully and with patience to all the will of the Lord. And it came to pass that so great was their faith and their patience that the voice of the Lord came unto them again, saying, Be of good comfort, for on the morrow I will deliver thee out of bondage. Now this group of people were prisoners, and they weren't treated with a lot of joy. They were treated very poorly, and they were in a very harsh situation that they hadn't been confronted with before. But they didn't turn their back and run from it. They turned to the Lord and they asked the Lord for help. Well, they were crying to him for help. And what did the Lord do? He didn't turn around and run either, did he? He helped them out. He gave them the blessing that he stood in need of. He helped them get through this hard time by lightening the burden that they had to do, the loads on their back or whatever it was, the shovels in their hand. But he did that. And then he came right back because they actually did the things that he said to do quickly. And he lightened the burden. He fixed it up so that they would be released from or delivered out of their bondage. The Lord can do things that fast. Now, our bondage may not be as severe as this bondage is, but sometimes we feel like we're in a position where we are in bondage. And you're not in there by yourself. You don't have to be. You might be there by yourself, but you don't have to be. Because you have somebody to go to that made you a promise and made me a promise and made everybody else in this world a promise. But we have to do something ourselves in order to partake of that promise. No matter how bad life gets, we always have our Lord who we can turn to in silent prayer. And he will hear our prayers and answer them. And that's a truism. I'd like to go over to page 219. Still in Mosiah. I'm going to read a few verses over here. I've got a little note down here that says to put your trust in the Lord. It says, And now it came to pass, this is the first verse now, chapter 2, page 219. And now it came to pass that when King Benjamin had made an end of speaking the words which had been delivered unto him by the angel of the Lord, that he cast his eyes round about on the multitude, and behold, they had fallen to the earth. For the fear of the Lord had come upon them. And they had viewed themselves in their own carnal state, even less than the dust of the earth. And they all cried aloud with one voice, saying, O, have mercy, and apply the atoning blood of Christ, that we may receive forgiveness of our sins, and our hearts may be purified. For we believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God, who created heaven and earth, and all things, who shall come down among the children of men. And it came to pass that after they had spoken these words, the Spirit of the Lord came upon them, and they were filled with joy, having received a remission of their sins, and having peace of conscience, because of the exceeding faith which they had in Jesus Christ, which should come according to the words which King Benjamin had spoken unto them. And King Benjamin again opened his mouth, and began to speak unto them, saying, My friends, and my brethren, my kindred, and my people, I would again call your attention, that ye may hear and understand the remainder of my words which I shall speak unto you. For behold, that if the knowledge of the goodness of God at this time hath awakened you to a sense of your nothingness, and your worthless and fallen state, I say unto you that if you have come to a knowledge of the goodness of God and his matchless power and his wisdom and his patience and his long suffering towards the children of men, and also the atonement which hath been prepared from the foundation of the world, that thereby salvation might come to him that should put his trust, and that trust is another word that I wanted to emphasize tonight, in the Lord, and should be diligent in keeping his commandments and continue in the faith, even to the ends of his life. I mean the life of the mortal body. And I say that this is a man that receiveth salvation through the atonement which was prepared from the foundation of the world for all mankind, which ever were, ever since the fall of Adam, or which are, and which ever shall be, even until the end of the world. And this is the means whereby salvation cometh. And there is none other salvation save this which hath been spoken of. Neither are there any conditions whereby man can be saved except the conditions which I have told you. Believe in God. Believe that He is, and that He created all things, both in heaven and in earth. Believe that He hath all wisdom and all power, both in heaven and earth. Believe that man doth not comprehend all things the Lord can comprehend. And again, believe that ye must repent of your sins and forsake them, and humble yourselves before God, and ask in sincerity of heart that He would forgive you. And now, if you believe these things, see that you do them. There was a, I don't know what verse it was in now, but there was a, something made in there about that salvation was prepared not for a few, but it was prepared for all mankind. It means everybody that ever has been or ever will be or is presently on this earth has the same opportunity that we have to obey God, to keep His commandments, to serve Him, and He will keep His promises that He makes to us in the Scriptures. But we have to do that. Nobody's going to do it for us. We have to do that ourselves. It has to be in your heart. It has to be in your mind. And it has to be evident in everything that you do. We do. I'd like to go now to 639. 3 Nephi. This is a little bit of the Sermon on the Mount, and I'm sure you've all heard that quite a lot, but this will be the last part that I read tonight. I can hear the sighs out there now. I want to start with the 94th verse. It's on page 639. Therefore, when ye shall do your alms, do not sound a trumpet before you, as will hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, that they may have glory of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. But when thou doest alms, let not thy left hand know what your right hand doeth. That thine alms may be in secret, and thy Father, which seeth in secret himself, shall reward thee openly. And when thou prayest, thou shalt not do as the hypocrites, for they love to pray, standing in synagogues and in the corners of the streets, and that they may be seen of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their rewards. I'd a whole lot rather be seen of God than men, because I think I know what God's thinking about me, and other men, I wouldn't have any idea what they was thinking about me. But anyway, he says they have their reward. But thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet, and when thou hast shut the door, pray to the Father which is in secret, and the Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. And when thou prayest, when ye pray, use not vain repetition as the heathens, for they think that they shall be heard for their much speaking. Be not ye therefore like unto them, for your Father knoweth what things ye have need of before ye even ask. Isn't that something great? He knows what we need. He knows that. Sometimes we don't even let ourselves know that. But He knows that. He knows what we need, and He knows how He's going to give it to us. But we have to earn that. We have to have the love of God in our heart. And we have to believe that He is. After this manner, therefore, pray ye, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. For if ye forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. Now we have to do something there too. We have to forgive other people their trespasses if we expect to have ours forgiven. But if you forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive you your trespasses. Moreover, when ye fast, be not as hypocrites, of a sad countenance, with a disfigured, for they disfigure their faces, that they may appear unto men to fast. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. But thou, when thou fastest, anoint thy head, and wash thy face, and thou appear not unto men to fast, but unto thy Father, which is in secret, and thy Father, which is seeth in secret, shall reward thee openly. Lay not up to yourselves treasures upon the earth, which where moth and rust doth corrupt, and thieves break through and steal, but lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. The light of the body is the eye, and the eye sees an awful lot of things. If therefore thine eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light. But if thine eye be evil, thy whole body shall be full of darkness. And therefore the light that is in thee be darkness. How great that darkness! No man can serve two masters. For either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. Ye cannot serve God and mammon. It's always good to review some of these words. We all probably know they're here, but how many of us go back over them to garner some strong faith from the Lord? It's there. It's there. All we have to do is open the books and go back and start reading. But you have to do it with a prayer in your heart. And have to make sure that your mind is right, that your eyes are clear, and that you're not doing it just so other people will see what you're doing. There's only one person you really want to see and know what you're doing, and that's God Almighty. And He's going to be your caregiver. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Brother Warren. Monday night, study class at 7 p.m. Wednesday night is prayer service next week at 7 p.m. Friday night, there will be a harvest celebration at the Grimm's home at 6. 718 Northwest Z Highway.